I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. As you know, the current farm bill expires at the end of the month, and the pressure is on lawmakers who are negotiating the Senate and House versions to come up with one they can all agree on. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told visiting farmers' union members this week he knows it's getting late.
I'm an optimist. I'm always hopeful, but we've got some real challenges that way. Certainly, there is still a gulf between the House and the Senate. We need that safety net out there that you all can depend on as you make plans for 19. The stress of the economics right now make those decisions even more critical, and we need some certainty about that.
The two bills differ on many issues, from conservation to payment limits to policies around the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. The House proposal, which was approved by two votes and no Democrats, would require almost anyone in the program to work or complete job training for at least 20 hours a week. Failure to do the training or work just once would mean the loss of benefits for a year. Two strikes would mean a three-year loss of benefits unless the requirements were then met or an exemption was received. In 2017, 6.5 million children lived in food-insecure households, according to a USDA report. House and Senate Democrats are fighting the changes to SNAP proposed by the House, so there is a lot of uncertainty about whether a new farm bill can be written and passed by the end of September. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.